Hello and welcome to day 8 in the series. Yesterday we looked at how understanding different personality styles can help you give each other more space and grace and improve the quality of your interactions. Today we will wrap up on habit number 1 and look at practical ways to implement what it takes to be curious, not critical. The point to take away is that although we may have many things in common, we're each unique and different, and we will surprise, delight, and disappoint each other from time to time. Our natural automatic responses tend to show up unannounced, and suddenly we find ourselves criticizing and judging each other's actions and behaviors all over again. But the more we invest time in getting to understand people in general, and our partner in particular, the more we can anticipate, adjust, and make allowances for differences, especially under pressure. To master habit number 1, we need to build our own self-awareness and awareness of our partner. So commit to treasure hunting for the strengths that are hidden behind the differences that show up. The more you discover them, respect them, and value them, the stronger the partnership and teamwork you'll be able to enjoy in your relationship. So to summarize, you'll need to invest time to understand a bit of detail around gender differences and how they show up, family and cultural differences and how they show up, and personality differences, which really influence one-on-one interactions. These are some of the key things that make us all think, feel, and act differently. Getting to grips with the detail will help you interpret where and how they show up in your relationship and how you can use them to understand each other better. Now, we go through each of these elements in detail in our online course, which is called Habit Number 1, Navigating Unmet Expectations. And you can find out more about this course and any special offers on our website at www.thefourhabits.com. Once you've increased understanding, every time your partner does something that frustrates or irritates you, just stop and practice the habit of being curious, not critical, by asking yourself, why did they do that? Remember, our way of thinking is as important to us as our partner's is to them, and quite often they have a very reasonable explanation for why they did what they did. If only we could take the time to suspend judgment, get curious, and ask why. So there you have it, habit number 1. Take the time to get curious and build awareness of both yourself and your partner so that when expectations are unmet, you can avoid being critical, have better conversations, and achieve better outcomes. Tomorrow we get started on habit number 2, another key way to minimize making unintentional withdrawals from our partner's emotional bank account. The email will be waiting in your inbox right on time.